local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another cool start and a pretty day on the way today, but the times they are a-changing. Rain's on the way. Dr. Bill will break down that. Break down the rain in our forecast coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the Pinsett Suns Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've headlined traffic across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Ford. Looking good so far. A little bit of radar along the 1065 split out towards Government Street. Also along Halls Mill, Cottage Hill, near Hillcrest, and Airport at Cody. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
All right, 708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, and Kane. Hey, and coming up after 8 o'clock, our buddy Jeff Ford joins us. Lots to talk about with him. What's going on in Washington and in Montgomery? Yeah, they got back to work in regular session yesterday in Montgomery. We'll get some of the details coming up with Jeff in just a little bit. And a quick reminder here, we're about to wrap it up. How much longer in the NAPI nomination process?
Let's see. We've got till April the 7th, which would be today's. Through Sunday night.
Okay, so Sunday night. From now to then, through then, we'd love your nomination votes over at votenappies.com. And a lot of categories about radio stations and talk shows, but it is tough that we have this situation that, unlike any of the other stations that might be in there, we have a situation where we have tons of local shows. Mm-hmm. So we actually compete in amongst our family here, all of us, to go there. And so I'm happy with, no matter who you're nominating, if it's one of the shows on FM Talk 106.5, make sure they get nominated. Think about all the shows on the weeknights, on the weekends. We're live 7 days a week here doing original programming from right here in Mobile. We'd love your nominations over at votenappies.com.
Yeah, and I mean, the shows, like Sports Night, which airs Monday nights at 7 p.m.
And maybe Sports Night.
Yeah. You know, and our shows are so diverse, too.
Like Sports Night.
Mm-hmm. Very diverse show. And we got gardening on the weekend. Mm-hmm. We got golf. Mm-hmm. I kind of picture the scene in Anchorman where all the different news crews come together and battle it out.
Yes.
I'm seeing Bill Finch's gardening, the people that love his show.
The posse.
The gardening posse coming in, and then Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey's golfers coming in, and then Sip and Chew's foodies coming in, and everybody just kind of battling it out.
That old Mike Ward and I in the outdoor show.
Well, that would be dangerous. You guys are barred.
Yeah. For the Prep Sports Report posse. Listen, you can go through, if you forgot the name of that show that you just love on the weekend, you can go to fmtalk1065.com, click the weekend tab, check out those shows, and nominate them by name over at votenappies.com. We sure do appreciate it. All right, another part of the crew here. Let's check in with Kelly for headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. What's in a name, you ask? Well, when it's a license plate and it reads "Don't Tread on Me," that name is worth more than $85,000. That's how much the Foundation for Moral Law, the nonprofit founded by Judge Roy Moore, received from the sale of specialty license plates. According to the Alabama Department of Revenue, the tags feature a picture of a coiled snake and a message that comes from what's known as the Gadsden flag. That flag dates back to the American Revolution and is used as a symbol in support of civil liberties. The tags first went on sale back in 2014 after the foundation met the requirement for 250 pre-commitments for these specialty plates. The specialty plates sell for $50. The foundation receives $41.25 of that cost. More than 2,000 of these licensed plates have been sold. According to the description for the tags, the money will be used for the foundation's, quote, daily operations, defending the Constitution of the state of Alabama and the U.S. Constitution. Foundation was founded in 2003 by Moore when he was then Alabama's Chief Justice. The foundation served as a defense fund related to Justice Moore's refusal to remove a Ten Commandments monument from a judicial building in Alabama. The foundation actively encourages their supporters to purchase these tags. A Mobile police officer now has a court date to face domestic violence charges. According to court records, 58-year-old Jerry Addison Birch is accused of domestic violence in the third degree. He was arrested early Saturday morning and bonded out a little more than 24 hours later for $1,000. Officer Birch will appear in Mobile District Court on April the 15th. Police Chief Lawrence Batiste says, quote, as a department, we make sure we police ourselves, so we're in the process of conducting a thorough investigation. The officer at this time is on paid administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Details of the investigation have not yet been released. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long. 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company, until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Investigators are trying to determine what caused a house fire that left a man seriously injured. It happened Tuesday night on Dauphin Island Parkway. The Summerlin family lived at the home. Everyone made it out okay except for one person who suffered second-degree burns on 40% of his body. He was rushed to University Hospital for treatment. A man visiting Florida for spring break is dead following an early morning crash. It happened yesterday near Highway 98 in Regatta Bay Boulevard in Destin. Investigators say 20-year-old Sean Roberts of Woodstock, Georgia, was riding a skateboard when he was hit by a truck. Roberts died at the scene.
People zip around these. They make right turns without looking.
No word if the driver will face any charges. Investigators have identified two of the people involved in a fiery crash on Interstate 10 in Baldwin County Monday. The crash was the result of a police chase after a driver ran from an attempted traffic stop. 81-year-old Joseph Andrews from St. Simon's Island, Georgia, is in a coma at University Hospital. His son, 54-year-old Kevin Andrews of Milton, died at the scene. Three people in the suspect's car were killed. Their names have not been released. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If your spring plans include working in the yard, you need to remember one important thing. Call before you dig. Call 811 at least 2 working days before you plan to start and ask the 811 operator which utility companies will be notified. If any of your providers aren't on the list, contact them directly. Don't cause outages or even injury. Call before you dig. To learn more, go to al811.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Public Service Commission, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
The Alliance of American Football calls it quits. Bryce Harper returns to Washington, and the Atlanta Braves extend the contract of a young superstar. It's a quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Alliance of American Football suspended operations on Tuesday, 8 weeks into the league's inaugural season. The AAF appeared to have funding issues from the beginning of the season after reports that paychecks to players would be delayed in week one. Tom Dundon, the owner of the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, bought into the league with a $250 million investment and took unilateral control of the AAF board. The Action Network's Darren Ravel reported that Dundon stands to lose $70 million on the investment and made the decision to suspend operations, quote, against the wishes of league co-founders Charlie Ebersole and Bill Polian. Here's Orlando Apollo's head coach Steve Spurrier reacting to the news.
Some of us didn't get into the alliance to try to advance our careers, but the players, I'm more disappointed for all the players that believe this is, you know, my chance to show people and this, that, and the other that I can play this game.
As of now, it appears that Spurrier will go down as the winningest coach in AAF history with 7 wins. Last week, Dundon said that the league would likely fold if the NFL Players Association would not allow NFL practice players under contract to play in the alliance. Although the NFLPA and the AAF were in contact, it appears that the NFLPA declined the request. In some college baseball action, the South Alabama Jaguars snapped a 5-game losing streak with a 15-6 win over Southern Miss. The Golden Eagles started off hot with 5 runs in the first inning, but the Jags outscored them 15-1 over the final 7 innings. USA doesn't get the night off. They travel to Baton Rouge tonight for a 6 p.m. game against number 9-ranked LSU. The South Alabama softball team will also take the field tonight with a 6:30 p.m. home game against Southern Miss. It's the beginning of a 5-game homestand for the Jags with a 3-game series against Coastal Carolina starting on Friday. In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves agreed to a contract extension with star outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. worth $100 million over 8 years. The deal will keep the young slugger with Atlanta through at least the 2026 season, with club options to release Acuna in 2027 and 2028. The 21-year-old becomes the youngest player in baseball history to sign a contract worth at least $100 million. In the MLB last night, Bryce Harper returned to Washington for the first time as a Philadelphia Philly and had an outstanding night against his old team, going 3-for-5 with 1 home run and 3 RBIs.
In the air to right center field. How about this for a homecoming? That is crushed into the second deck for Bryce Harper, and he gives those Phillies fans a chance to jump up and down one more time.
That was Harper's 3rd home run of the season. The Phillies beat the Nats 8-2 and remain the only undefeated team in the majors with a 4-0 record. In other games, the New York Mets held on to beat Miami 6-5. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 4-3. Cody Bellinger hit a grand slam, leading the Dodgers past San Francisco 6-5. Detroit beat the Yankees 3-1. Baltimore upset Toronto 2-1. Minnesota beat Kansas City 5-4 in extra innings. Texas upset Houston 6-4. Oakland edged Boston 1-0. Seattle beat the Angels 2-1. And Tampa Bay shut out Colorado 4-0. In the NBA last night, Oklahoma City beat the LA Lakers 119-103 on a historic night from Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook. Westbrook scored 20 points with 20 rebounds and 21 assists, becoming the first player to get 20, 20, and 20 since Wilt Chamberlain back in 1968. After the game, Westbrook dedicated the performance to slain LA rapper Nipsey Hussle.
That wasn't for me, man. That was for my bro, man. That's for Nipsey, man. 20 plus 20 plus 20. They know what that means, man. That's for my bro.
Now, a lot of people wondering what that would have to do with Nipsey Hussle, 20 plus 20 plus 20. Apparently, Hussle was affiliated with the Rolling 60s Crips street gang in L.A. earlier in his life.
Is
I'm
that
not
the
sure.
first shout-out to the Crips you've ever heard in a sports club?
Well, I've seen some NBA players flash, and probably some NFL players, too, flash gang signs out on the field, but I don't know if I've heard one in the post-game interview before.
So new to me.
Yeah, I don't know if the NBA is too happy about one of their stars shouting out the Crips on national TV. In other games, San Antonio beat Atlanta 117-111. Golden State topped Denver 116-102, and Houston crushed Sacramento 130-105. It's 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. There may be a workaround for you if you pay property taxes above the new $10,000 cap on state and local tax deductions. Some tax accountants are advising clients to transfer their home or homes into entities called limited liability companies, LLCs, and then transfer the interest in the LLCs into a special kind of trust. So let's say you have a $50,000 property tax bill. You can set up five separate trusts, with each taking the $10,000 deduction. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m., so come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone, for the Pits and Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. And I've already got heavier traffic on Moffitt Road near Mary G. Montgomery High School, seeing the delay, so be careful there. So far from St. Stephen's, I-165 in the north and southbound lanes of 65. We look good from Chickasaw and Saraland all the way back into Mobile by the 10 split. Mark your calendars for the Red versus Blue South Alabama football spring game coming up Saturday, April 13th at 10 a.m. at Land People Stadium. The spring game's free and open to the public. For more information, call 461-1USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 48 now at our studios, heading for a high today, right around 71. A pretty day today, but then the rain moves in. Get the exact timeline on that coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Residents in one Mobile community are under a boil water advisory due to a water main break. The Mobile Area Water and Sewer System does confirm that break happened along Old Military Road between Dolphin Island Parkway and Barron Place. Repair crews are expecting service to be restored by 2 a.m. today. Remaining on the cautious side, Moz is asking their customers in those impacted areas to boil their water for 3 minutes prior to consuming. Moz says that they will alert their customers once the advisory is lifted. If you have questions, you can call the Moz customer care line at 229-1209. It is time to get those items you've been wanting for your home, your business, or for recreational use but didn't want to spend a fortune. The Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs is hosting an auction of surplus items at their warehouse today. Items like televisions, abandoned airport property, commercial freezers, washers and dryers, and more. Actually, more than 500 items will be up for sale. Vehicles, computers, office furniture, metal detectors. How about printers and fax machines, chairs, mail sorter, file cabinets, and more. The auction will be held at the warehouse at 4590 Mobile Highway. That's in Montgomery. It starts at 8 a.m. this morning and continues until the very last item is sold. You must have photo identification and a Social Security number or federal employee ID, all that needed to bid on these items. Here are more items to look for. A John Deere riding mower. There are several vehicles. How about a 21-foot pontoon boat with motor and trailer, and a Bush Hog rotary cut lawnmower? That's up for bid as well. Today's auction starts at 8 a.m. and goes until the very last item is sold. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 726 FM Talk 106.5. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk some trucks, Larry. You got a couple for us to check out today.
Absolutely. We just got in a 2008 Toyota Tacoma double cab. It is two-wheel drive, not four-wheel drive. It is an SR5, and we can sell it for $10,000.
Oh, wow.
On the other end of the spectrum, we got a 2008 crew cab, 2500 HD, four-wheel drive, lift kit, big tires, wheels, really good-looking truck, and extra clean.
Now, you can get give us the options on selection of vehicles, but you also have that kind of selection when it comes to financing.
Absolutely. You know, we got first-time buyer programs. We got programs for just about everybody. We got credit unions. We got banks. We got finance companies. We got local lenders. So we got a multitude of options to explore.
And nice thing is, too, is for some reason in that big inventory, we don't find the car, truck, or SUV that's right for us. You can go find it for us.
We'll do our best. We got a couple of them we're looking for right now.
All right. Talk to us about how to come see that selection of inventory and talk financing.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 727 FM Talk 106.5. So yesterday, Mobile City leaders were meeting to figure out plans, ideas to deal with the gun violence in town. Then on the heels of that last night, a shooting at Azalea Point Apartments, another shooting in the city. It's a discussion that we'll continue having on the show. We talked a bit about it yesterday on the Midday Show. What would you do beyond what's already being done?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an initiative here, of course, to remind folks to lock up their vehicles, not have those guns stolen out of vehicles, those stats or something. They're jaw-dropping. At least reported 1,200 guns a year stolen in the city of Mobile, and some 80% of those coming out of unlocked vehicles.
I guess, you know, of course that makes it easier for the criminals, for the low lives that use these guns against other people. It makes it easier for them to get it in their hands. But, you know, kind of the discussion of outlawing guns when we talk about Second Amendment rights and how criminals will find them regardless. If they need a gun, they will mm-hmm. find a gun. I know that it makes it easier to steal the guns out of unlocked cars. But do you think we would have less shootings if they were locked up?
Well, if you figure there's fewer guns, it makes it harder. I agree with you. It's not like the bad guys won't get guns. But if you everything you could do to make it harder for them to get the guns, there's got to be some reduction in it. Hey, there's a lot of parts, moving parts of this as city leaders try to figure out what to do about the gun violence in the city. And we'll talk more about that in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll be joined by Jeff Poor. Talk to him as well. Coming right back, we'll check in with News 5 and Dr. Bill's forecast. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 10-year-old boy from Theodore is being treated at UAB Hospital in Birmingham for burns he received in a house fire. Wayne Colwell goes by the name Boogie. He was sleeping in his bunk bed when the fire started at a home on Clyde Drive. No other injuries were reported. We still don't know what caused that fire. The makers of the drug Xarelto will dish out more than $775 million in a national settlement. The law firm who helped win the settlement is Pensacola-based Levin Papantonio. They were able to argue the company failed to warn doctors of the danger of the blood thinner medication. The drug, marketed as an alternative to warfarin, can cause life-threatening complications. The settlement resolves more than 25,000 cases nationwide. Neighborhood crime reports at your fingertips. Fairhope Police announced yesterday they've joined crimereports.com. It's a public database that lays out a map of the city and shows users where crimes happen.
It's really neat because you couldn't find out a lot of things without really digging in the past.
Police will update the log every night. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's tax-back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
A political showdown is brewing in Washington as a Democratic-controlled House committee takes aim at the White House, correspondent Joe Johns.
The House Judiciary Committee expected to vote to subpoena Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full unredacted report and the underlying evidence from his investigation.
Former Trump aides Hope Hicks and Don McGahn are expected to be subpoenaed. In court today, actress Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, they face charges in that college admissions cheating scandal, correspondent Bryn Gingras reports on the charges against Loughlin.
As far as Lori Loughlin, her and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, are accused of paying $500,000 to get their two daughters into USC as crew recruits, even though neither of them ever rode in that sport.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot will be sworn in May 20th as Chicago's new mayor, the city's first African-American woman to hold that office. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The World Trade Organization has cut its forecast for trade growth this year by more than a percentage point to 2.6% due to an economic slowdown. And amid a trade conflict between the U.S. and China, the Geneva-based trade body expects an uptick in trade growth by volume to 3% next year. The lawyer at President Trump's family business, tapped to comply with conflicts of interest rules, is leaving the company in June. George Soriel, who has worked for the Trump Organization since 2007 and was named chief compliance counsel ahead of Trump's inauguration in 2017, is leaving to promote a book he co-authored about the president. He will be succeeded in that role by Jill Martin, who currently serves as an assistant general counsel at the company. The founder of mobile payments startup Jumio Corporation has agreed to pay more than $17 million to settle regulators' allegations he enriched himself by selling shares after significantly inflating the firm's revenue. And that's Your Money Now.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Sounds like this beautiful run of weather coming to an end soon.
Yeah, enjoy the day today with sunshine and temperatures in the 70s, because we're going to have some rain in the forecast that is going to carry into the weekend. And that rain will start tomorrow, especially tomorrow afternoon, with some showers and a few thunderstorms. So today, about 75 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. Not as cool tonight. About 55 degrees for the low compared to the 40s the last few nights. Tomorrow, it'll be a mostly cloudy day with a good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms developing, especially in the afternoon. High will be in the low 70s. And then showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow night. Now, a few of the thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night could produce some strong gusty winds. Now, as we look ahead to Friday, a weak frontal system will move into Mississippi and Alabama, and that will help produce more showers and a few thunderstorms on Friday. But we're going to warm up into the upper 70s. And then on Saturday, we get a little bit of a break. It should be mostly cloudy. We'll see some sunshine and just a slight chance of a shower, but a warm day for Saturday, up near 80 degrees. On Sunday, another front moves into the picture. It'll be mostly cloudy with a good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. Sunday's high will be in the upper 70s. On Monday, still expect a few showers with a high in the upper 70s. And then finally, Tuesday, we get back to a rather nice day, mostly sunny, with a high in the upper 70s. So we definitely have several days in which we could pick up some rain. And, of course, here in the Mobile area, it has been very dry over the last month.
Yeah, it seems so strange, though, coming off of what seemed to a lot of folks as a real soaker of a March. But that was more inland than it was down here.
Yeah, definitely through western portions of Alabama and into the southwest area of the state. But here along the coast, we only had a little over an inch and a half of rain for the month of March, and so far only a trace here for the first, 2 days of the month of April.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll check the ride in. Traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Marquise Forge, CEO of 1186 Water from Autauga County, Alabama. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
According to Marquise Forge, Autauga is a Native American term for good water. And Marquise is capturing this artesian water from the earth below his plant and bottling it in Autaugaville, Alabama. This new business, barely a year old, has given his depressed community some much-needed pride and hope. And the marketplace is loving this exceptional product. First, the water is very good. But when you hear his story, you, like me, may never buy another brand of bottled water again. Listen to What's Working Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident without injuries at Greelot just west of Hillcrest. Officers are heading there now. It's going to be a little bit slower for a while. Good ride across the Bayway. Starting to see some delays off of 225 and 31 in Spanish Fort. But Daphne, Fairhope, you're checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile. They've got the perfect gift for that unique someone, from independent art to books and clothing, even oddity items. Call 304-9008 and see them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5. You never know. You might buy some snakes in a jar now.
Who knows?
And down the road, that you don't need those snakes in a jar anymore, and you'll be calling my buddy Trey Bennett with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So here's what we got. I got these boxes I got to get rid of, some metal file cabinets. We have a, you know, old trundle bed and a swing set. And while you're at it, I got a couple snakes in a jar that I need you to load up. Listen, if it's junk you need to go on, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And he makes it happen very quickly, very efficiently. And I love the process because you set an appointment. It's not a spectrum of time, but an actual day, an actual hour of the day. That's when the crew shows up. They bid your price. If you say yes, that's the price you pay, whether the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was or not. So get that process started, whether it be a swing set or snakes in a jar or anything in between. Check them out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 740, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. With more visitors coming to the Port City, could the current entertainment district expand? City Council Vice President Lamon Manzi says that he's been discussing the idea with downtown business owners. So if the move happens, this would be the third downtown entertainment district. See, these are the districts where alcoholic beverages can be consumed in approved containers outside of bars and restaurants during designated times. Councilman Manzi says, quote, I think St. Louis Street will be one of the areas, one of the primary corridors of this third entertainment district. It won't be the only area. I can't be real specific on the boundaries at this point because we're still kind of working back and forth on that initiative. The other two entertainment districts are near Dolphin Street. City Councilman Manzi has also introduced an ordinance to extend the hours when alcohol can be served within those entertainment districts. Those hours would extend from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. Monday through Friday. If you're too busy to grocery shop, being able to tell Google what you want may be right up your aisle. Walmart has teamed up with Google to offer voice-assisted ordering for pickup and home delivery through Google Assistant. The service kicked off this month, and here's how it works. You get to say, hey, Google, talk to Walmart, and the Google Assistant will start adding items directly to your grocery cart. Or your buggy, however you want to say it. Walmart says the more the assistant is used, the better it will become at determining your orders. The assistant is available on smart displays like Google Home Hub, Android phones, iPhones, watches, and more. So that means that you can manage your shopping carts while you're at home or on the go. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters.
Little bottles of love pushing
up.
And the Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So darling, say the let's dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and the Platters in concert. Live.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater.
On the roof.
Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Investigators are trying to determine what caused a house fire that left a man seriously injured. It happened Tuesday night on Dauphin Island Parkway. The Summerlin family lived at the home. Everyone made it out okay except for one person who suffered second-degree burns on 40% of his body. He was rushed to University Hospital for treatment. A man visiting Florida for spring break is dead following an early morning crash. It happened yesterday near Highway 98 in Regatta Bay Boulevard in Destin. Investigators say 20-year-old Sean Roberts of Woodstock, Georgia, was riding a skateboard when he was hit by a truck. Roberts died at the scene.
People zip around these. They make right turns without looking.
No word if the driver will face any charges. Investigators have identified two of the people involved in a fiery crash on Interstate 10 in Baldwin County Monday. The crash was the result of a police chase after a driver ran from an attempted traffic stop. 81-year-old Joseph Andrews from St. Simon's Island, Georgia, is in a coma at University Hospital. His son, 54-year-old Kevin Andrews of Milton, died at the scene. Three people in the suspect's car were killed. Their names have not been released. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Alliance of American Football calls it quits. Bryce Harper returns to Washington, and the Atlanta Braves extend the contract of a young superstar. It's a quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Alliance of American Football suspended operations on Tuesday, 8 weeks into the league's inaugural season. The AAF appeared to have funding issues from the beginning of the season after reports that paychecks to players would be delayed in week one. Tom Dundon, the owner of the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, bought into the league with a $250 million investment and took unilateral control of the AAF board. The Action Network's Darren Ravel reported that Dundon stands to lose $70 million on the investment and made the decision to suspend operations, quote, against wishes of league co-founders Charlie Ebersol and Bill Polian. Here's Orlando Apollo's head coach Steve Spurrier reacting to the news.
Some of us didn't get into the Alliance to try to advance our careers, but the players, I'm more disappointed for all the players that believe this is, you know, my chance to show people and this, that, and the other that I can play this game.
Right now, it looks like Spurrier will go down as the winningest coach in AAF history. His Apollos led the league with a 7-1 record. Last week, Dundon said that the league would likely fold if the NFL Players Association would not allow NFL practice players that are under contract to play in the Alliance. Although the NFLPA and AAF were in contact, it appears that the NFLPA declined the request. In some college baseball action last night, the South Alabama Jaguars snapped a 5-game losing streak with a 15-6 win over Southern Miss. The Golden Eagles started off hot with 5 runs in the first inning, but the Jags outscored them 15-1 over the final 7 innings. USA doesn't get the night off. They travel to Baton Rouge tonight for a 6 p.m. game against the number 9-ranked LSU Tigers. The South Alabama softball team will also take the field tonight with a 6:30 p.m. home game against Southern Miss. It's the beginning of a 5-game homestand for the Jags with a 3-game series against Coastal Carolina that starts on Friday. In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves agreed to a contract extension with star outfielder Ronald Acuña Jr. worth $100 million over 8 years. The deal will keep the young slugger with Atlanta through at least the 2026 season, with club options to release Acuña in 2027 and 2028. The 21-year-old becomes the youngest player in baseball history to sign a contract worth at least $100 million. In the MLB last night, Bryce Harper returned to Washington for the first time as a Philadelphia Philly and had an outstanding night against his old team, going 3-for-5 with 1 home run and 3 RBIs.
In the air to right center field. How about this for a homecoming? That is crushed into the second deck for Bryce Harper. And he gives those Phillies fans a chance to jump up and down one more time.
That was Harper's 3rd home run of the season. The Phillies beat the Nats 8-2 and remain the only undefeated team in the majors with a 4-0 record. In other games, the New York Mets held on to beat Miami 6-5. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 4-3. Cody Bellinger hit a grand slam, leading the Dodgers past San Francisco 6-5. Detroit beat the Yankees 3-1. Baltimore upset Toronto 2-1. Minnesota beat Kansas City 5-4 in extra innings. Texas upset Houston 6-4. Oakland edged Boston 1-0. Seattle beat the Angels 2-1. And Tampa Bay shut out Colorado 4-0. In the NBA last night, Oklahoma City beat the LA Lakers 119-103 on a historic night from Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook. Westbrook scored 20 points with 20 rebounds and 21 assists, becoming the first player to get 20, 20, and 20 since Wilt Chamberlain back in 1968. After the game, Westbrook dedicated the performance to slain Los Angeles rapper Nipsey Hussle. In other games, San Antonio beat Atlanta 117-111, Golden State topped Denver 116-102, and Houston crushed Sacramento 130-105. 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. It looks like we've got that accident at Cody and Fellhorn into final clearing stages. Airport, Schillinger, also Moffitt and Spring Hill at 65, seeing delays in Baldwin County at 225 and 31 at Spanish Fort. You've got heavier traffic there. Also in Malbus at 181, just south of I-10. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Wednesday, Sal, Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, Kelly on the way with our headlines in just a second. And here you go. It's like a high-tech version of pulling the fire alarm to get out of midterms. Kids, don't listen to this, but there are two 14-year-old freshmen at Secaucus High School in New Jersey. They wanted to get out a bunch of their tests last week, so they figured out a way to hack into the school's Wi-Fi routers and shut down the internet. And since their tests were on computers that needed an internet connection there at the high school, no Wi-Fi meant no tests.
That's genius. But their plan
worked. Yeah, their plan worked, of course, except we're talking about the two 14-year-olds, so we must know something. Yeah, the plan worked at least until school managed to trace things back to those two.
Mm-hmm.
They were both arrested and charged with criminal computer activity and conspiracy to commit criminal computer activity. So not only probably failed the test, uh-huh, maybe get expelled, they got arrested as well. So there's your cautionary tale.
I knew a kid that in my school nearly got expelled for hacking past the school, you know, the safe mode where they keep you from going for,
yes,
and he used it to download things. He didn't try to hack into tests or anything, but he was like downloading music and movies and
using
stuff like
school's
that.
Internet.
Using the school's internet, and that about got him axed from the school. Somehow he got out of that.
They've moved up a long way since the old somebody would bring a can of vegetable soup to school and spill it out and say they got sick to their stomach.
Yeah.
And then try to get less. Yeah. And then pour out the candles, vegetable soup. And they, oh, no, I'm sick. I can't take the test. It's gone a little more high tech since then. All right. 754 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check in with Kelly for headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Let's see. Work, kids, meetings, carpool, your health, travel, bills. Does all of this sound like stress to you? If so, you're not alone, as stress is a big problem in the state of Alabama. A new ranking by Wallet Hub has named Alabama as the 7th most stressed out state. So Wallet Hub compared the 50 states across 40 indicators of stress. Some of the factors range from average hours worked to personal bankruptcy to adults getting enough sleep. In the general categories, Alabama ranked 6th for money-related stress, 7th for health and safety-related stress, 10th for family-related stress, and 27th for work-related stress. The top 10 stressed-out states are Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Kentucky, West Virginia, New Mexico, Alabama, Nevada, Alaska, and Oklahoma. This may help with your stress. Grab your bathing suit and your snorkel. A new indoor water park is coming soon as OLA has announced plans for an indoor water park, a 200-room resort hotel, and a conference center and an RV park. The $100 million project will be in Foley as part of the second phase of the OLA development. Construction is set to begin this summer. So the retail area right now includes Alvin's Island and Pepper Place and Paula Deen's Family Kitchen. That's going to open soon. The park features 21 rides, including the Rollin' Thunder roller coaster. Here's a quote. We chose to start the next phase with a large indoor water park because it allows our guests a year-round opportunity to play in the water. That's the director of marketing and PR at OLA with that quote. The RV park is set to open by the end of this year. Now you can expect the grand opening for the hotel and the indoor water park. Well, that's set for 2021. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5. And it is Mobile Mornings, Wednesday style. The clean lottery legislation introduced into the Alabama Senate. We talked about McClendon's bill and talked about that some with Bill Britt earlier in the week. Sean Ross over at yellowhammernews.com is reporting another constitutional amendment's been introduced into the Alabama Senate to legalize a lottery in the state, with this new piece of legislation fitting a more conventional definition of a clean lottery bill. Sponsored by State Senator Greg Allbritton and co-sponsored by Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh. He sure is busy.
Yeah, he is.
SB 220 would stick to establishing a statewide lottery. This is in contrast to the bill filed in March by State Senator Jim McClendon, which has been criticized for also including a provision that would give select existing entities in only a few counties the exclusive rights to operate video lottery terminals, which are essentially slot machines. SB 220 would allow the sale of lottery tickets, including instant tickets and multi-state lottery games like Mega Millions, Powerball, etc. Now, the difference is those pari-mutuel betting sites in places like Mobile County in the McClendon bill would have the ability to run the, what they call it, the digital lottery, and other places wouldn't. This SB 220 new bill declares the legislature finds that lotteries have been enacted in many states and the revenues generated from those lotteries have contributed to the benefits of, benefits of those states. Many Alabamians already participate in other state lotteries. Therefore, the purpose of the proposed amendment is to establish and provide for a lottery statewide to generate revenue for the state, end quote. By the way, after paying the lottery's expenses, lottery revenues would go to the Alabama Trust Fund until all monies would be transferred to the ATF to cover the general fund shortfalls in fiscal years, shortfalls in fiscal year 13 through 15 were repaid. At that time, the annual revenue would then be split equally between the Education Trust Fund and the general fund. More on that coming up next hour. I know our buddy Jeff Poor is joining us here shortly. I'm going to hand the keys over.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll take it.
Take over and drive. And hopefully I'll get stitched back up and be ready to roll here by Midday Mobile today at noon. Hour number 3 on the way next.